New Centre at 6. The Prime Minister has led a coronavirus briefing after the UK recorded more than 7,000 new cases for a second day in a row.
No matter how impatient we may be, how fed up we may become, there is only one way of doing this, and that's by showing a collective forbearance, common sense and willingness to make sacrifices for the safety of others.
Boris Johnson says we're not currently going back to the situation in March, but he's warned tougher measures could be introduced if needed. The government's chief scientific adviser, Sir Patrick Vallance, has laid out the situation in stark terms.
Numbers of cases are going up, hospitalisations are going up, ICUs going up, and unfortunately, very sadly, so are deaths. And that means that this is headed in the wrong direction. There's no cause for complacency here at all.
MPs are going to be able to vote wherever possible on new lockdown restrictions before they come into force. The announcement came just hours after the Commons Speaker hit out at what he called the totally unsatisfactory way Parliament has been sidelined. 8 people have died and 6 more are in intensive care with COVID-19 after an outbreak at a hospital. 82 cases have been identified at the Royal Glamorgan in Lantrisant. Dr. Ruth Alcalado is the Deputy Medical Director.
If numbers explode to this extent very quickly, this is not about one individual transmitting to another individual, transmitting to another 2 or whatever like that, because that would take a much longer period of time to have the doubling effect.
Tens of thousands more job losses have been announced. Disney is laying off around 28,000 employees, while the oil and gas giant Shell is making between 7,000 and 9,000 people redundant worldwide. And in sport, Newport County have taken a shock early 1-0 lead against Newcastle in their League Cup tie. The lowest ranked side in the competition are aiming to reach the quarterfinals for the first time. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, I'm back in the studio once again with my show World Wide Web. Once again in the studio as well is my dad. First song this week, as always, is Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take 3, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share.
Under my umbrella. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb with my show World Wide Web here on Phoenix 98 FM. Thank you to Ian Lee for his Drive Time show previously. Once again in the studio with me, as always, is my dad, Mr. Paul Webb.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Our first story this week is quite a serious one. And it's about schools unite to stop bullying. So on the 28th of September, schools across the UK took part in the first big anti-bullying assembly. So what is the big anti-bullying assembly exactly? So the big anti-bullying assembly is a virtual assembly organised by Deanna Award, a charity that supports young people. Broadcast over YouTube, the assembly welcomed students back to school after the coronavirus lockdown and encouraged them to take a stand against bullying. Celebrity guests shared their experiences about being bullied and helped students to understand how they can stop it. These speakers included the England football manager Gareth Southgate, Premier League footballer Tyrone Mings, I think that's, I said it right.
Tyrone Mings.
Looks the close same. Enough. Actress Katie Leung, L-E-U-N-G.
Probably.
and so many more. So how does bullying affect people? So the Diana Award defines bullying as repeated negative behaviour, which is intended to make someone feel upset, uncomfortable or unsafe. New research by the Diana Award found that more than half the young people in the UK have been bullied. For those who have been bullied, 58% said it made them want to miss school. 44% it said it made them want to avoid social events. And 37% said it would have affected their schoolwork.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. Nobody likes bullying. It happens far too often. And it's absolutely right that schools in particular should be making an issue of it and making a stance about it.
Yes. And everyone at some point in their lifetime will experience bullying, no matter who they are, no matter if they think, right, I'm never going to get bullied in my life because there's nothing possibly someone can bully me about. You will, unfortunately, get bullied some point in your lifetime. It might be just a little bit, but then it might also be quite a lot.
Yeah.
Like, some children get bullied day in, day out.
Constantly. Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, sadly. But then some people might just get bullied for, say, a week or something like that, and then it all of a sudden ends. So everyone does get bullied in their lifetime. And as well, it's not just school children.
No.
Adults get bullied as well, no matter what their age.
Yeah. It's absolutely right to highlight it as a big problem, particularly these days when people's mental well-being and mental health generally is of such massive importance, and particularly right now in the current situation.
Yes. There's also, studies have also found a big problem with racism. Racism is when people are treated badly because of their skin colour, culture or nationality. Around 32% of students said that they heard something racist in their school, that's how some people do get bullied as well.
Exactly.
Because of their culture, their nationality, their skin colour.
Their beliefs.
Yeah, their beliefs. It's just everyone gets bullied for different things. No one will get bullied for the exact same thing as someone else. Everyone gets bullied for something different.
Yeah.
It might be in the same category. Several people might get bullied for their skin colour or their nationality, but in different ways. It's not all the exact same. And I feel that it's really important as well to definitely speak up about it, because it's just important, because if someone's bullying you and making you feel sad, uncomfortable, unsafe, unhappy with yourself, then
you shouldn't be made to feel like that by someone else.
No.
So you should always, if it's happening at school, you can either tell your parents, the school, anyone really. If, even if it's a friend who you want to go tell a teacher, if you don't want to go tell a teacher yourself.
Yeah, and just as important, if you see or hear of somebody being bullied, you should make a stance on their behalf.
Yeah.
You should go and, you know, help them out by doing that, either stand up to the bully in question,
yeah,
or, like you say, report them to teacher or whoever's in a position of authority that can help out.
Yes, because schools have the duty to stop and look after all pupils. So no matter what this other person might be bullying you about, you should always either just ask them to stop, just ignore them. But then if you can't ignore them, if what they're saying, that there's so many different kinds of bullying. There's cyberbullying, which is online, or physical bullying. No matter whatever they're saying or doing, that they shouldn't be doing that. In the Bible it says that you should treat people the way you'd like to be treated. If they're treating you in a bad way, making you feel sad about yourself, then I bet you they wouldn't like that back.
No, nobody likes it.
No.
I think it's a sign of huge weakness. If you're bullying somebody, then that suggests to me that you've got a problem yourself.
Yes. So you just need to make sure you tell people, and teachers, parents, people who will be able to do something about it. Or even if you've got a friend who you know will understand, and you know you can trust to go straight to a teacher and tell them and not tell anyone else, then tell them and just get... Or if you can stand up for yourself and just say, look, stop, why are you doing this? It's not a nice thing to do. Because quite a lot of the time, if someone's bullying you, it might be because they've been bullied, they're not very good, they're not having a good day. Or they might be jealous of something you might be doing. You might say, I haven't been bullied for this, but say someone could bully me for my radio show just because they're jealous that I'm able to do this.
Yeah, they would. Bullies tend to, I think, try to make themselves feel better about something that,
yes,
they don't have, maybe. I know that's, yeah, a massive generalisation, but yeah, just standing up to them. Just, yes, saying, you know, what?
Yes.
Like Joe Biden, brilliant. Donald Trump's the biggest bully in the world, and Joe Biden just said to him yesterday, shut up, man. Fantastic response.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are being bullied, make sure you do tell either a teacher or a parent. It's really important. That's why I keep repeating it. It's really important to just tell someone what's going on so they can get it sorted for you instead of you just being there not knowing what to do, not knowing how to handle the situation. Our next song this week has a little message which I'd like to share. It's Fight Song by Rachel Platten.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. I say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years.
I miss my home, but there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe, yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream, I'm loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my
Rachel Platten.
Very appropriate.
Yes. I was going to have another song then, but I realised that I had that song anyway in the show. And I thought, actually, that would probably be a better song to have after that story.
Yes, a song about strength.
Yes, and fight song.
Hmm.
It kind of says it in the name of the song. So that kind of helps a bit. That's it. The tune didn't really work how I wanted it to work, but
let's carry on.
Yeah,
carry on anyway. Sounded good to me.
It's time for our Around the World update here on World Wide Web. So our first story this week is in Hong Kong, if that's where we're starting. Rare dolphin makes a comeback. So a sighting of a rare Chinese white dolphin has increased by 30% in the sea of around Hong Kong. Usually these waters are filled with ferries carrying people between Hong Kong Islands and Macau, around 40 miles west. However, travel restrictions introduced because of the coronavirus outbreak means there have been fewer ferries and other boats. This has led to rise of Chinese white dolphins in the area. So, that's good. And the rare animals are starting to make a comeback.
Yeah, we've had a few stories like that over the last couple of months.
Yes.
It's good.
I think it's just because, well, during like the main part of lockdown, there was less litter, less pollution, like water pollution, which just shows because people had to stay indoors and weren't going out, so couldn't litter as much. There wasn't as much litter in rivers, streams, the ocean, lakes, and things like that.
Mm.
So it kind of all links together.
It's all good news.
Yes, because ferries can't carry people because of the current circumstances. So they've had to stop them. So animals, which had to go away because of the ferries, have started to make a comeback. Which is very good.
Great news.
Now, what is our next story this week?
Well, we're off to Greece to talk about a Frenchman, obviously. But a question first. How long do you think you can hold your breath for?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, you think? No, I don't think you can.
A minute.
How about if you were 100 metres underwater?
1 second.
So, actually, before we get onto the story, scientists used to believe that... If divers went down without proper sort of diving equipment to more than 100 metres, their lungs would collapse. However,
really?
However, now we get on to the story.
Ooh.
And the world record for free diving, which is diving unaided without any breathing equipment, has been broken not once, but twice in the last week.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. Firstly, by a Russian diver who went down to 111 metres.
Wow.
But the very next day, Frenchman,
he did it again.
Frenchman Arnaud Giraud went to 112 metres.
A whole metre.
A whole nother metre. And it took him 3 minutes and 24 seconds. So he held his breath for nearly 3.5 minutes while he was diving down 112 metres. Now, you've run 100 metres at school.
Yes.
That's long. Far enough, let alone if you're diving straight down.
Wow.
And holding your breath.
Wow. Wow.
There you go.
And our final story this week from the around the world is in Pakistan, schools and colleges reopen. On the 15th of September, thousands of schools and colleges reopened across Pakistan. They had been closed for nearly 6 months because of the coronavirus outbreak. There had been a fall in infections in Pakistan, and the World Health Organization has praised the country for its response. Teachers and students must wear face masks. Class has been split into two, and students attend on alternate days. So everything is kind of trying to get back to normal in the way it can.
Yeah, it's a bit cliche now, but it's a new normal. Everything's going to be a new normal.
Yes. Our next double song for this week, it's two songs now. Our first one is Lucas Graham, 7 Years, and Black and White by Niall Horan.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits. We were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm
still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy, soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61, remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
That first night we were standing at your door, fumbling for your keys, and I kissed you. Asked me if I wanna come inside, 'cause we didn't wanna end the night. Then you took my hand and I followed you. Yeah, I see us in black and white, on a starlit night, and all your gorgeous colors. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. See you standing in your dress, swear in front of all our friends, there'll never be another. I promise that I love you for the rest of my life. Now we're sitting here in your living room, telling stories while we share a drink or two. And there's a vision I've been holding in my mind. We're 65 in US. When did I first know? I always knew. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night. Clear on a starlit night, there'll never be another. I promise that I love you.
I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night. That I love you for the rest of my life.
7 years by Lucas Graham and Black and White by Niall Horan here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, time on World Wide Web for this week's food talk. This is actually a real or rubbish, but I'm going to tell you now, it is a real. So I'm going to tell you the actual story, and then I'm going to tell you the real part.
Parents everywhere are not going to like this.
So, Pepsi invents a new drink designed to help you sleep. Yes.
Mum, can I have a Coke before I go to bed? No. Sorry, not Coke, Pepsi anyway, but hey, you know, same thing, really.
Pepsi, the company, famous for making drinks containing sugar and caffeine, is launching a drink in the US, not in the UK, sadly. Oh, that's so sad. To help people fall asleep. The drink, called Driftwell, is mostly water with a few extra ingredients, including a chemical found in green tea and certain mushrooms.
Okay.
Would you like some mushrooms in your drink?
Mmm, thanks, nice.
Which some scientific studies have said can improve the quality of sleep. So this is, as I've already said, it is actually real. It's not one of the rubbish ones. Those are actually rubbish. Just like, well, there's no point saying it if it's rubbish then, is there? It's better when it's real, like this one.
Mm. I can't see it taking off though, really.
Well, so it is real. Pepsi is launching a drink called Driftwell. It says it can help people to relax and sleep better. The company came up with the idea after a competition for employees to imagine the next big drink would be. That is, you can kind of imagine someone just going, a drink to help you sleep. Because is there actually a drink which helps you sleep?
Well, not a fizzy drink, no.
No, like a normal drink.
Well, Ovaltine was always sold as that in a nice little bedtime drink. Nice, warm, soothing bedtime drink.
What?
It's like Maltesers as a drink.
Crushed Maltesers.
Well, no, not crushed. The same kind of malty taste.
Okay. I kind of think a hot chocolate is quite a bedtime drink.
Yeah.
If you think. Because it definitely with marshmallows and whipped cream and a flake.
Yeah, not so sure that's going to help you sleep. A lot of sugar.
And extra sugar.
Mm.
I haven't had whipped cream on my hot chocolate for ages.
I do wonder though why these drink programs producers mess around. I mean, Pepsi. Why do Pepsi need to do that? Just stick to what you've got.
Because why
not?
Stick
to what you're good at. But it's like years ago, long time before you were born. Some of our listeners might remember this. Coca-Cola decided to launch a clear Coca-Cola.
It's not Coca-Cola.
Clear. So it just looked like water. Well, fizzy water. Looked like lemonade, I suppose. And it was clear, and it apparently tasted exactly the same. It didn't. It was called Tab, for those that remember. And it was awful, and it lasted about 5 minutes, and then they stopped doing it.
Yeah.
This will be the same, I think. Driftwell.
Driftwell.
We'll see.
Drink to help you sleep. I've already made an advert for it. Driftwell. The drink to help you sleep. Wow, it works then. Bye! I wonder if it will actually work. If it's got green tea is meant to help you sleep, or is that meant to help you wake up?
Presumably it just helps you once you're asleep rather than actually sends you to sleep, because I'm not sure that's entirely legal.
Hmm?
Well, they can't produce a drink that actually sends you to sleep.
Oh yeah. You could
that
take
would
it
be
in,
dangerous.
You could take it into school and just fall asleep in class.
Exactly. You don't think that's allowed?
No, it's not allowed. You could take it to work and fall asleep while working.
Then maybe it is just the same.
You could take it on the train and get thirsty if it's hot and drink it and then fall asleep on the train, and then you miss your stop, which means you're late for work. Yeah.
All because you had.
Your dog ate it.
What? Nah.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I won't be having it.
Well, it's in the US. Are you in the US?
Even so.
Are you in the US?
I'm not desperate to try it.
Are you in the US, though?
No.
Exactly. You're in the UK. It says in the US.
Yeah, but
Pepsi
Amazon.
Is launching a drink.
You can get anything on Amazon these days.
You wouldn't want to get a drink off of Amazon.
Why?
So I'm just going to buy a. Oh, I'm just going to go get a Diet Coke. Where from? Amazon. Why?
Because you can't get it here. You just answered your own question. thing you can put it in the fridge.
No, you can't put it in the fridge.
Okay.
It won't be cold, okay? So don't take his advice. Don't. Unless you really want to fall asleep. Quick. I bet you won't actually work.
It won't do that. It'll just be soothing, like you say, like a green tea or something. It'll help you calm down once you're asleep.
It does say relax.
Yeah.
And a better sleep. And it doesn't actually say make you sleep, a better sleep. So it probably is something like green tea. I bet you it is just green tea. Because it says mainly water with green tea.
Yeah, I mean, they've not really sold that, have they?
No.
Mainly
and
water.
Mushrooms. Yeah. And mushrooms.
That sounds great.
Yay, I get a mushroom water.
I still won't be having green it, tea. Even if I go to the States.
So, interest is one of those interesting food combination sort of things. Mushrooms and green tea.
Delicious. Not for me.
Sounds amazing. So, would you be having it? I don't think I'd have it, honestly. It didn't sound very appetizing at all.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them, but Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Don't ask my opinion, don't ask me to lie, and beg for forgiveness for making you cry. Making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Oh, some people got the real problem. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them, but Lord, heaven's above. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Human by Rag and Bowman. I haven't heard that song for ages.
Great tune. What a voice that guy's got.
Yes. So next up on World Wide Web, we have this week's two little stories. So our first one is a garden roller coaster. So a 20-year-old engineering student in the US. Everything's in the US today.
Oh, damn it.
has spent lockdown building a roller coaster for his 83-year-old grandfather. Elliot Ryan was sent home from college because of coronavirus outbreak. Staying at his grandparents' house in America, he decided to fulfill a lifelong dream of building his own roller coaster. The track is around 30 metres long, and it took Ryan 5 months to build. His grandfather, Dr. Fred Silverblate, was the first to ride it. It was very exciting, probably more exciting than I anticipated, he said. From the picture, it looks like it's wooden.
Well, it probably is. What do you think he's made it out of?
Metal. That's what most roller coasters are made out of, aren't they?
Yeah, but most are a bit longer than 30 metres and not in someone's back garden.
True. How's he got it to work, though?
I don't know.
Mystery. If you know, then feel free to message us in, especially on WhatsApp. We do now have WhatsApp, and our WhatsApp number is 07783 627726. That's 07783 627726. If you wanted to do something over lockdown, which was maybe your lifelong dream, like this person was building a roller coaster in his back garden. You built several things, didn't you?
I did. Well, I don't know about several.
Two.
I put all my efforts into my bar my garden.
Was that your lifelong dream? To have a bar in your back garden?
Yeah, probably was, actually.
Okay.
Well, it's locked down. Don't need to go to the pub now. Got my bar.
But you still want to go to the pub?
Not so much at the moment, actually.
When did you last use your bar?
Not really been the weather for it the last couple of weeks.
Exactly. You need to put something to cover over it so it doesn't go all...
wet.
Yeah, wet.
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Yes, you should. Good idea, Ella. You're welcome, Ella. And our second one is Lou Covert sells for £900. Yes. A lavatory seat cover was
lavatory.
Sold. Yes.
Lavatory, yeah.
Lavatory. Was sold for almost £900 at auction, making it the most expensive toilet cover of all time. The seat topper was one of more than 1,000 items belonged to Bill Wyman.
Yes.
I said that right. Who was a member of the band The Rolling Stones. He also sold a Fender Mustang guitar for nearly, wow. Ready? You ready for this? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
£300,000.
Well, yeah.
And an amplifier for £82,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. It's like, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
I can kind of understand the guitar and the amp, but toilet seat...
It's yellow as well.
No comment.
Mustard yellow. So.
Okay.
£900. If you really wanted to, then if it was your life, we're talking about lifelong dreams here. If it was your lifelong dream to have a yellow fluffy
as well. Yeah, oh my word.
Then you go pay as much money as you want for it.
That once belonged to a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, okay. Some super fans obviously will just pay money for stuff.
Yes, anything they want. Which reminds me of anything they want, like the money. Here is, good link actually, Anything I Want by Billie Eilish.
Dream. I got everything I wanted, not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the goal. cry. Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago. Everybody wants something from me now, and I don't wanna let them down. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Painted to pure perfection. We had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons. Beautiful lights on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. So loud, all I hear is static. I'm not the material girl. Everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown is putting me down. You just want the power. You're not really down for love. You just want the power. No, I'm not chasing favor. And I'm not faking neither. Take me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring. Sorry if I'm ignoring. Mindless actions lead to
destruction.
Beautiful lies on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talk is so loud. All I hear is dead. I'm not a material girl. Everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown is putting me down.
You just want the power. You're not really down for love. You just want the power.
Before we go, first of all, that was Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish and Power by Ellie Goulding. But just before we go, we found another little story we would like to share with you. What is it?
So I like this one. This made me laugh. Obviously, during lockdown, people weren't really allowed to go and view houses and things like that. They had to do it all online, and they had to, you know, just look at the pictures, and maybe sometimes estate agents or letting agencies would put up virtual tours, so you know, where they're videoing as they're walking around. Anyway, a student called Charlie Lucas Smith in Brighton found this place online and had a virtual tour and thought that's absolutely perfect, so he basically moved in.
Yep.
Except once he moved in, because he drove up to the place and go, oh, I recognise that. It's fairly recognisable, I have to say. It's a bright orange house with a blue front door.
It's so quite recognisable.
I don't imagine he struggled to find it. And then he thought, I haven't really looked to the outside of the house. And then he walked around the side of the house and realised there was an enormous mural of Homer Simpson and some donuts on the side of the house, painted on the side of the house, which I think is brilliant. So he hadn't noticed until he actually walked around the side of the
what
house.
What if you didn't like The Simpsons?
Well, I know.
Then it's a bit that, oh.
Yeah, and apparently, to add to Homer on the side of the house, there's one of Bart on the back.
That is funny.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Bart's doing. I haven't seen a picture of Bart.
But that is all from me and my co-host for this week, but we'll be back as always next Wednesday, the exact same time, 6 till 7 p.m. That's my slot. If you didn't know that, where have you been? Where have you
all
been?
Year, pretty yeah. much.
Yeah, it's almost been a year. I've started this January 2020, 15th of January.
Indeed.
Yep. So that exact date was my very first show. So, yes.
Still going strong.
Yes, still going, and most importantly, still loving it. But I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. As I said, as always, I'll be back next week with more from the amazing magazine The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
I met a boy last week trying to run that game. Made it sound so sweet when he say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that slack? Met a boss last night buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that slack? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for no one to blow my mind. Maybe you can get it if you got that thing I like. Hey. Pennsylvania. He been loving himself more than Kim and Ye. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Hard ass you, Mr. Know-it-all. Think you got flood down to a formula. I'm like, boy, stop, run it back. Pack a big guy, Cuba, can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Since you smoking all cigars, those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gonna steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars, fellas in suits smoking all cigars. Just play that song, I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.